Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and I'm sitting here in my office, and I've just had some thoughts, impressions over the past couple of weeks that I know have been for me, but it keeps coming back to me, just a gentle prodding, maybe just to share this from a standpoint of observations and maybe a testimony, and let's see if the Lord's in it. So anyway, it has to do with... Actually, it has to do with the word God gave me and has been really fresh to me over the past couple of weeks. I know it was the Lord because there was just life to it, and I can't get away from it, and I'm, by His faith and grace, I'm clinging to it. And there's a scripture that says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Richly. My mind, as I unpacked this and meditated on it, went to the very first word in that, let, which is an instruction to us because we have a responsibility, a holy responsibility that by the living Christ within us we can be responsible to, but it is to let or to allow that living word to dwell in us richly because we need that. You know, The Bible speaks of it being as an anchor for the soul. We know the word is a lamp to our feet, a light to our pathway. The psalmist said, except he had delighted in it, he would have perished in his afflictions. God's able to quicken his word. You read in Revelation how it's very important to overcome. And we definitely, with the flood of iniquity, the tsunami is going forth in this season, especially not just with COVID-19, but just in the world we live in, so much dissension and bitterness and strife. I know we keep up with the news, and that's well informed. We ought to, so we can follow guidelines, but sometimes that we keep in touch with it, and it can actually drag us down to a low ebb. We can find ourselves being swept away. The word of God, a word spoken in due season, fitly framed, can rescue us. God's able to quicken that word. I think of what the psalmist said. He said, quicken your word to me. That's what gives me hope. He waited on the Lord. He talked about wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord, and he will strengthen your heart. And that waiting is waiting many times for God to give a specific word that when it comes, it gives you focus, direction. It gives you the edge. It gives you inspiration to move on in the face of whatever we're facing. God wants to be real to us. And I believe one of the main ways he does that as he reveals his word, there's a scripture that says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, that respect him. He'll show them his covenant. David again said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Day by day, moment by moment, many times, again, I'm referring to what David said, until your word came, it tried me. I'm not saying it's always going to be popping. Every day I get up, God's given a word. But you know what? And this is what I believe this season especially is doing in God's people. One of the things, not absolutely, but it's causing our roots to go down deeper and to get to know the Lord better. And God wants us to get to know him and how powerful his word is. A spoken word, it's good to confess it. It's good to confess it to the devil verbally. And if you want to get alone in the woods and do it, wonderful. Closet. It's good to confess it to yourself and just meditate on it. God, we need that word. And, I'll tell you another way the Lord, over the past few weeks, has quickened his word to me. It's not always starting with a word, but the words at the foundation of it. And the psalmist said, you are my hiding place. You surround me with songs of deliverance whenever I am afraid. And I've had so many songs come to me the past few weeks, actually intermittently through my life, that God quickens and makes alive. And it doesn't stop with the songs. He enables me by His grace, and I know He does you too, to begin to meditate on it. And God has a word that backs that song up. And I know I was driving to work this past week, and God quickened the song to me, "In times like these." And I know the last verse, "In times like these, I have an anchor. The anchor holds and grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus." The rock is His word. It is His living, revealed word. And I know Steve said something a couple of weeks ago in a testimony he was given about an issue he had, and God reminded him he needed to go talk with someone. And how important it is to slow down enough to where we can hear God's voice. I know my wife's always kidded at me. I'm like a horse out of the gate. And that's the truth. The day starts and it's like, I'm off. You know, you get to work, and one of my favorite songs is Shirley Blackman singing, "I Met God in the Morning." I said, "Lord, I want to do that." I get in there, the paperwork's there, and it comes down to a choice. I'm never so busy, or I never should be so busy that I can't take time to seek the Lord. Was it George Mueller said he had so much to do he got up 2 hours early? I love my sleep. Praise God, He's able to draw us, and I'm thankful for that we are getting to know Him better, but to hear His voice. You know, there's a word that speaks about, I think it was Elijah, there was a fire and the Lord wasn't in it, this rushing wind, God wasn't in it, but then a small, still voice. I believe one of the great signs of maturity in any believer is that we can slow down enough when God starts to speak. We just stop, hey, maybe the Lord's getting my attention here. Hey, there's this song going in the back of my head. God wants to direct my steps. A specific word, and I'm going to tell you this, when that word comes, we need to cling to it because it's personal. We need to pray it to God. We need to quote it to the devil and stand in this hour. And the end result, this is just not for us as individuals. So we'll have great peace. Yes, it's part of it. I'll keep him in perfect peace. His mind is stayed on thee. But it's for others. I believe it's Tony I was talking to a week or so ago, and he mentioned this word, the people that know their God will be strong and do exploits, or be strong and firmly resist. And I believe at the heart again of what everything we're going through is that God wants us to slow down, hear His voice, and experience what His heart is, that we might get to know Him and have fellowship with Him. That's why He sent His Son to die on the cross. You think of what happened there in the garden when He walked with Adam every day in the cool of the evening. Then sin entered in. That fellowship was broken and God's heart was broken. He came looking for Adam. Adam was hiding. He provided for him. And ever since then, God has wanted there to be restored fellowship with the world. That's why, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. The price has been paid. It is finished. But this is just not for eternity, that we might have fellowship with God all in eternity. It is to be increasingly known in this hour that we get to know our God better. I know this too, and I want to be careful how I say this, because we need God to lead us in activities in the church, whether it's with prayer meetings, our services, having folks in our homes, going on Zoom, anything. But none of that is to replace spending time with the Lord and having that personal, unique time that God desires to blossom in our lives, that we might get to know Him better. So these are just some thoughts. I believe, again, this is maybe a little scattered, but it's just been impressed to me that amidst everything that's taken place in this season, God is saying, I want you to slow down. I want you to spend some time with me. Share each new day with Him as a cup of fresh life. And it's just not one thing. We can pour our hearts out to Him. We can seek His face. Seek the Lord in all you do. And He said He would direct our steps. But it's just to be able to talk with God as friend to friend. Many times I'll just drive to work and I'll tell Him how amazed I'm at Him and His talents. I love driving by this wheat field in the morning and seeing the sunrise. Our God has a heart to know us better. He wants to reveal to us things. He wants to lead us as His church, that we all can function in our particular callings. And I desire that. I desire that for the body of Christ, because the result of this is a people will take note that we've been with Jesus Christ. So again, going back to the season we're in, slowing down. And I would say this to myself and others, I need this. If you have gone a long time without hearing God's voice, or maybe the Word of God has become a little distant to you, or mechanical, we need to do our Bible devotionals. By His grace, we need to get into the Bible. Fellowship is good. Prayer, boy, that's the foundation, getting to know God. But even in reading the Bible, whether you're doing a daily Bible reading or just a specific verse that God quickens to you, or a chapter, invite the Lord to sit down with you. It just doesn't need to be a checklist, but invite Him to sit down with you and say, Lord, I'm going to be reading today, and I don't want it to be dead letter. Quicken something to me. There's times I've done that, walked away, and boy, my mind just erasing. I'm not sure, but you know what? God's able to quicken His Word to us and reveal His heart to us. And we're, learning His ways is going to be a growing process. There's going to be growing pains in it. You know, and as I meditated on this, and I exhort you to examine yourself, me too, less desire to take time just like, I know it's busy time. I've often thought of the Word. One of my favorite examples is Mary and Martha. Busy time for Martha. This is what Jesus told Mary. One thing is needed. She told this to Martha. Excuse me. Martha was so busy. One thing is needed. Mary has discovered it. She has chosen it, and it will not be taken from her. I want that to be said of me. I want that to be said of you. Yes, so that we can have peace. We can know our God. We can have that fellowship with Him, sharing each day, new day, interceding for others, casting our cares upon Him, asking Him to increase our faith when we feel ourselves growing weary, or just sitting and waiting and saying, God, I'm going to be still. I want to hear Your voice. Quicken me, Lord. I want to close with this. And this is one, there's a scripture that says, praying with all kinds of prayers and all kinds of occasions. Many times I'll go to pray and I'm struggling a little bit, maybe through the day, all the quagmire of life. But many times God will have me to enter into a prayer song. And I love these because many times that'll be my prayer session, prayer songs. But I guess over the past few weeks, and here comes my cat, over the past few weeks, the prayer song that comes to me quite often is Word of God Speak. Word of God Speak. Pour down like rain. Wash my eyes to see Your majesty. To be still, horse out of the gate. To be still and to know You're in this place. Right here, right now. Holy ground. To know You're in this place, please let me stay and rest in Your holiness, Word of God Speak. The people that know their God shall be strong and be able to firmly resist, do exploits. The Lord in the midst of thee is mighty to save. He's able to quiet you and me with His love, take great delight in us, and rejoice over us with singing. Let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Let's ask the Lord. Cause us to have a newfound emphasis on His living Word, His revealed Word. Let those roots go in deeper. Let's not be so busy and distracted by His grace that we cannot be able to walk with Him in the cool of the evening, in the dew of the morning, throughout the day. And though the storm's raging, the storm's not in us. For great peace have they that love Thy Word, and nothing shall offend them. Hallelujah. Well, I'll see you later.